have said there's a man, but just like the rest I was captured, and then all my troubles began. For the boss of the house is the missus, and I sometimes myself have to laugh. For though I'm 6'3", she's the boss over me, and she's only 4'5", and I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay. I am feared for Mrs. Mackay. When I'm out with my mates, I don't care a hang. When I land at the house, I'm as quiet as a lamb, 'cause I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay. And when I take a dram on the sly, I put a peppermint drop in my mouth, 'cause I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay. There's a lass at the foot of the Vennel, she works in a wee sweetie shop. Sometimes when I peek through the window, she winks and invites me to stop, and suggests we should go to the pictures, for that I'd take her out on the sly. And sometimes I think I would like to, but mind you, I think I'm Mrs. Mackay. For I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay. I am feared for Mrs. Mackay. For in your button bend, she rules like a queen. If I'm 5 minutes late, she says, where have you been? And I've got the neighbours to think of, for they're aye geeking out on the sly. So the lassie can bide in her wee sweetie shop, for I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay. Would think that my wife was a hero, the way that she bosses the house. There's only one thing that she's feared of, and that's just a tiny wee moose. She woke me at 3 in the morning and said, there's a moose in the trap. Do you think you could manage to kill it, my darling? Go on, you're a brave little chap. And I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay. I am feared for Mrs. Mackay. So I got out of bed and I turned on the light, while Maggie was under the crazy desk. I said, now I'll show Mrs. Mackay. I said to myself, do or die. So I rolled up my sleeves and I strangled the moose, but I'm feared for Mrs. Mackay.